What's good? It's your boy Busama back here on the After Hours Show podcast with your boy Busama. Obviously, I don't know why I just said my name twice, but hey, welcome back to the show. And this time we're doing it the right way, where we're dropping it and we're actually doing it during the after hours. So currently 1:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all probably wonder why the fuck am I up so early and all that. First things first, you know, we smoking a good stogie, morning stogie, I guess you could call it. For those of y'all that don't know what a stogie is, big blunts. Big blunts, yeah. Fuck you if you hate me. Big stogie. But I'm not going to spend too much time on the intro. I'm not going to talk too much in the beginning because this is a serious podcast. A serious episode at least. So we're not going to spend too much time. We're just going to get right into it. I just got two topics to bring to you guys, man. It's really been sitting on my heart. So for those of you guys that don't know, yesterday we lost a legend when it comes to this fashion shit, when it comes to culture, when it comes to me. It's personal for me because this is a fellow African, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to shit like that, like I feel as if it's one of my brothers. Although I've never met Mr. Virgil. Ablo, I could barely say his last name, but I just go with Virgil, man. When it comes to him, like, it just being a fellow African, bro, it hits even deeper because, like, there's something that you don't want to see, period, to anybody but to your own people. You don't want to see that. So this shit hits deep, man. And like I said, man, we talk about Virgil Ablo, head designer, owner Off-White, head designer of Louis Vuitton. He literally just got the position at Louis Vuitton. And when it comes to Louis Vuitton and the position that he holds there, like, this is a position that Kanye West wanted to be in. You know, this is a position that he grew up dreaming about. This, we're talking about Kanye West's prodigy got this position at Louis Vuitton headquarters, man. Like, this is a dude that used to, you know, like, his first line of clothing was called Pyrex, you know, Pyrex Vision. I don't know if you guys ever heard of the soundbite on rappers like 2 Chainz, Pyrex Vision. Anyways, he was the co-founder, the owner of that company, blew that company up being an internship under Kanye West. You know, this is the dude that had Say So on the Red Octobers that Kanye West dropped, the Louis Vuitton collab that Kanye West first created with Louis Vuitton. I'm talking about, this is a dude that had his hands on a lot of the work that was coming out of Kanye West's camp. I mean, we're talking about a dude that created Pop Smoke's cover album. Not only is he a business, like, this dude does a lot. Not only is he hands-on in the fashion world, like, this dude is a fucking music genius. Like, he's a EDM type of a DJ. So he DJs like a lot of like the big EDM scenes, the big concert. Like, he is one of those guys. He's this shit's deep. Like, this dude had his hands on Lil Uzi's XO Tour Life video. He was a co-director of that. You know, he obviously had his hands on creating Lil Uzi's outfit in that video. So if you love that video, praise him, because that was the man that co-directed that video. I mean, we talking about a legend in his own rights, and 41 years old, 41 years old and he passed away, man. It's a sad time. Like this, like I said, this shit really hits deep because, like, I wanted to do a lot of things. And, you know, I'm 26 years old. I ain't lived. I ain't seen shit. I ain't been through shit. I'm still a baby when it comes to life span. I'm still a baby, but like a couple of years ago, I would say, like, I inspired to be a fashion designer. You know what I'm saying? Like, before leaving college, I seen a video on Kanye West, you know, an inspiring video of how to, you know, how he came about, whatever. And that inspired me to be a fashion designer. So one person that I came across was this guy, Virgil. You know, once I figured out his background and what he stood for and how he got to where he, you know, how he got to where he got to, like, it inspired me. So I really took a liking into this guy, Virgil. Like, bro, everything, like, from head to toe just is to the T, like, the nigga, like, he just, bro, he's one of those dudes, like, is one in a generational dude. Like, I don't think we'll ever get another Virgil ever again when it comes to just, like, how he just styles. Like, it's just, the shit that he just do is just, like, damn, bro. You is one of them niggas, bro. We not gonna get another one of you, bro. We not gonna get another one of you. And I say that because, like I said, the position that he held at Louis Vuitton, like, that's a position that Kanye West was fighting for when he went on the Breakfast Club and was denouncing all these big corporate giants when it came to the fashion world. Like, because one, he didn't get the proper respect that he felt that he felt like he should have received, and two, he knew he wanted to get into this position, but this position wasn't being given to African Americans such as Kanye West, such as, like, I don't know, a lot of black designers. I'm gonna keep it a whole band with you. I ain't even try to spit like I do, but you get the atmosphere that I'm trying to set when it comes to this position. So it's like, niggas done fought, niggas done died, niggas done bled, niggas done sweat for this position. So to see an African American in these buildings having the say so, like the final say so when it comes to these designs, it's huge for us. It's especially seeing an African, me being an immigrant from Africa, seeing that, like, that inspires me. Like, I may never probably get to that level, but God damn it, if he can make something shake, why can I not make something shake? We from the same place. What's the difference between me and him? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that shit's inspiring, man. And to just have this man pass away at such a young age, man, it's just sad to just see this shit, man. So let's get into the article, man. In other words, man, this dude, so let's say here. So, okay, so he died on Sunday in Chicago after 2 years of battling with cardiac. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this type of cancer, but I'll spell it. ANGIOSARCOMA, and I guess it's a rare cancer. Like I said, he was 41 years old when his pronounced death happened. His death was confirmed by his family. Like, this dude missed, so he transformed not just what consumers wanted to wear. He bridged hype beats, culture, and the luxurious world, but what brands wanted in a designer and the meaning of fashion itself. So, like I said, man, this dude was a guy that, like, just like the article said, he took hype beats and the top high brands and collab and brought them together. Like black, like the thing of like when black creators or designers start to pop off, bro, and they start to make something hot, like them people, like we talking about like $1 billion fucking giants, bro. They don't want you to come in, bro. They don't want you to come in. Fuck that, man. They don't want you to come in and come fuck up some shit that they set for generations after generations. That's so what they try to do is like they try to make sure like, oh, if you're a black designer, you're gonna do all the urban clothing. They don't want you to be in the high end clothing. They want you to be in the urban clothing. You know what I'm saying? Like a FUBU, Sean John, Echo. They want you to be in that lane. So, like I said, man, the fact that this man even got the chance and the opportunity to even get his brand into a high-end brand to sit where, like, bro, you tell me one black-owned clothing company that's a high-end, like, luxurious brand, bro. I'll wait. Why y'all thinking I'm gonna be lighting up this blunt? It just doesn't happen like that. You see what I'm saying? This is why it's important. Like, this man is like I don't want, like, I pray to God this man's death doesn't go over people's heads, especially the fashionistas motherfuckers out there, bro. If you niggas aren't aware of who just passed away, bro, then you niggas is out here flocking. You niggas is out here faking, bro. Don't just buy the brand and not know who's behind the brand. Like, one thing, I don't care for the clothes, bro. I want to know who the fuck the person is, bro. Because I'm not enslaved to no high-end brand, bro. I like the person. I'm not a consumer, bro. I am not a consumer. I am a inspiristis. I get inspired by you niggas, bro. But I fuck around and order me off like a couple of off, like maybe two off-white shirts. Just cause now, bro. Like, on God, bro. Just to show respect. Third thing, that shit's expensive too. That's another reason why I never bought that shit. That shit's expensive as fuck. But I don't want to take away from my story. It's worth it. Me, personally, it's expensive for me. If you got it like that, by all means, go get it. And I might have to stretch my pocket to go get it because my man's done passed away. But on a serious note, man, it's a sad situation. Very sad situation. And my prayers, my love, my condolences go out to his family and his loved ones, his friends, everybody that was involved in Off-White, Louis Vuitton, anybody that was involved in Virgil's whole life, man, my prayers go out to you. Man, it just goes to show, life is short, man. No matter how much money you got, no amount of money could buy you back. No amount of money could bring this man back. And that's the saddest part. Like, that's the saddest part that hit me. Like, while I was taking a shower, I was like thinking, like, damn, we lost two wealthy ass black men that was wealthy as fuck, and they just go like that, just like that. No goodbyes, no hey, you know, no, none of that. They just go, and we ain't gonna hear from this, but we ain't gonna see none of that. That shit sad to me. Shit, man, fuck money, bro. Fuck money, bro. Fuck money, man. Fuck all that shit, bro. That shit don't mean shit at this point no more. My goal in life is to have 1 billion people at my funeral now. Or at least thousands of people at my funeral now, bro. Fuck money. I don't want thousands of dollars in my bank account when I die. Well, I would love thousands. Let me not cap like that. I love millions upon millions of dollars in my bank account when I go. But if you guys understand where I'm coming from,
then, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather have millions of people. I mean, not even at, bro. But, man, I plan on having a lot of kids. And they got to be taken care of. So allow me not to cap or even put that into the world. But y'all get where I'm coming from, right? Hey, we just got to keep it real. That's it. Let's keep it real. But rest in peace to Virgil. Like I said, sending my love and condolences out to you, Virgil, man. You'll never, ever, ever, in my world, ever be forgotten. You're a king. You're a legend. Myself and many more African boys, kids, is looking up to you and still looking up to you, inspired to be you, man. Bro, you everything an African kid want to be, bro. You that guy. You that nigga. You that guy. You a god in your own right. And, yeah, man, you a legend, man. This shit really hit me. You a legend, Virgil. You a real life legend, man. Long live Virgil. The next one, man. The next topic that I want to bring up. I'm sure a lot of you guys know this already. If you aren't living underneath a rock, that man, Young Dolph. Rest in peace to Young Dolph. Another black excellent independent artist, a nigga that stood on everything he said, a nigga that took niggas, not even just niggas, Key Glock, his family, and put him in position to win. You know what I'm saying? A man that not only is he a hip hop artist, not only is he a family man, but this man is a man that's like, for the community. We talking about a man that annually, every year, he's doing turkey drives. We talking about a man that is like a, what's the word? Philanthropy? I ain't even gonna try to spit that word out. I don't even know how to say it. But a good man overall, a great man. Articles is coming out. He passed away at buying cookies. He got shot buying cookies. My man went back home, seen his mom. Mom told him to go grab him some cookies. They went up to the cookie shop, got some cookies, got popped, got rolled up on. So the thing that I took away from this situation was just, you know, first things first. Dead all the beasts. Dead all any extra shit that Nick, cause like, nigga, this should be like a message to all the upcoming artists, all that shit. Like, nigga, like, you can't. If you a popping ass artist from your city, like, I feel like as if, like, you can't just move around like shit sweet. Like, niggas ain't just hating on you, bro. Like, niggas just ain't, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just, bro, like, come on. Especially if you one of them street niggas that rap about the street shit, that's in street shit, that's in street beef, that just got ops, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just move around like you just a regular ass nigga, bro. So that just goes to, like, it just goes to show me, like, okay, so. Well, it's not even about me. I don't even put myself in that light. But my intuition for the next hip-hop art street nigga that's coming up is like, bro, like, nigga, if you get to a certain situation to where, like, you you blessing niggas, like you taking care of your family, you taking care of your friends, and just you put niggas on, you got shit moving. Bro, keep security, bro. Keep security on you, bro. Like, nigga, you ain't never too pussy to keep security on you, bro. Who give a fuck? And I don't know the situation with Young Dog. He could have just been like in his head, like, all right, I'm just finna run down to the cookie shop, spend like 2 minutes buying these cookies, get in and get out and go back home. So, like, this ain't about Young Dog. This is just an overall picture of how I'm looking at it, not an individual and how they was moving. The overall picture in that situation is Young Dog being Young Dog. Probably, not even probably, he should have been moving with security. You know what I'm saying? He should have been moving with security, knowing Memphis is a state. One, the gun laws is completely fucked up. You could just walk around toting that shit, bro. You could just walk around toting that shit, bro. Like, they, like, it's open and, like, they don't give a fuck, bro. Nigga, I go down to Memphis with a couple of my homies, bro. I'm walking into a gas station, bro. I'm walking to this gas station. I see like three niggas just walking into the gas station with their pipes in front of them. I'm like, bro, like, I go to the car. I'm like, Court, I'm dropping names. I'm like, bro, is this shit real? Like, is like, bro, if you were in Iowa right now, these niggas will all be arrested, fam. Like, what is going on right now, bro? Explain this to me, bro. Tell me, this is, bro, it's like that up here, bro. Like, it's just what it is, bro. This is the situation. We, you know, this is how we gotta move. This is why we can't go to this such, you know, situation. So then, you know, he briefly explained the shit to me, but it didn't wrap around my mind, like, how? Like, is this GTA, nigga? Like, what the fuck? Like, niggas is just walking around this bitch with just, like, damn, this is really real-life GTA right now, bro. Niggas in scats, Hellcats, you know, the big challengers, all that shit, bro. Red eyes, all, what, like, bro. It's all type of challengers, big 30s, big Dracos, all that, bro, all that, all of it, bro, all of it. I'm like, bro, this shit is completely fucked up. But that just, to go back to my point, like, Young Dog knowing, and I'm not, this ain't the blame game, this ain't none of that. This is just me looking at the situation, hoping that, you know, that the next artist from his city who do blow up to be that big understands, like, yes, we lost a freaking legend in his own rights, but at the same time, look at the situation and take from it. If I was in Young Dolph's shoes, I'm gonna be moving with security, knowing my city, knowing the problems that I got within my city, knowing that this is a city that is low key full of hatred. Not necessarily full of hatred, but niggas gonna hate just the city like that. And fuck, I'm Young Dolph. Like, I'm a popping artist. Like, shit ain't sweet. I'm riding around in a six-figure vehicle. You know what I'm saying? Like, probably got $500,000 worth of jewelry on. So it's like, bro, you got to. But again, he probably thinking 10 minutes, man, ain't nobody gonna know I'm here. Spend about like 2 minutes in the store, I'm in and out. Back home, then I, you know, so, because word is on the streets is that the nigga had a turkey drive the next day. Bro had a turkey drive, so he probably set up the, you know, the security for that day, that event, not thinking if I run to this store for 2 minutes, I'm finna get smoked. No, nobody's thinking like that. So the message that I got from this, hey, no matter how big you are, bro, no matter how much money you got, you ain't never too pussy, too big for security. Fuck that. Ain't no such thing as that, nigga, because it's your life, nigga. You got to think, nigga, you is the money, bro. In a position like that, bro, you got to protect yourself. You got to know that if I go down as an artist, everything stops. Yeah, the money gonna keep coming in forever. The revenue's still gonna be there. It's gonna drop maybe a little bit because you ain't putting out as much music, but it's still gonna come. There's always gonna be a new XXXTentacion fan because they didn't probably came across a little 10-second snippet clip of XXXTentacion talking, and now they're big fans because they got inspired or whatever. So now they listening to. So there's always gonna be new, but as an artist, like, you have to physically 10 toes be on this earth to get to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure if all of the Beatles was still alive, nigga. And they were, you know what I'm saying, putting out music and touring and doing all this shit, bro. Niggas, you know what I'm saying, niggas probably would have touched the big B. And we ain't even talking catalog. Just they're like, I'm sure like now they're worth a big B because their catalog is what, damn near. I want to say like either it's Wu-Tang that's worth 50 and the Beatles is worth a half a B. Cause no, well, I'm not sure. I probably gotta look that up. I'm not sure, but I know like Michael the Jackson's estate owns the Beatles catalog though. But moral of the story is this, man. You got fuck all that. Yeah, the catalog, publishing, all that, the real money, you know, all that is nice and all, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. But like, nigga, I wanna be the Beatles and still be alive as an artist. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as like being, because the Beatles had a very successful career. They passed away just due to old age. And I think two or three is still alive. I'm sure. Yeah. Like two is still alive, I think. So, very successful careers. You know what I'm saying? Like, but back to my main topic, man, keep security, dead the beef. If you're a new artist popping up, if you happen to stumble on this podcast, I don't know. Look, man, just dead all that shit. Fuck all that shit. Put that shit to the side. Get your money, get your bag, and get up out of there. Ain't nobody got time to be doing all that extra shit. I'm trying to see what 80 years old feel like. You know what I'm saying? I heard you could do a lot of things at 80 still. So I'm trying to see what that be like. I'm trying to see how retiring on a shit ton of money and traveling the world freely, carefree, with me and my old ass wife, my kids all in college, put up. I'm trying to see what good life feels like, no stress. So my message to that is, getting old sounds fun. Rest in peace to Mr. Virgil Abloh. If I blew his last name, I'm completely sorry. Y'all know my body. I didn't mean to do that. Respectfully, all that. Yeah. And rest in peace to Young Dolph. Just want to say that, man. Both legends, both black excellence. Like, yeah, man. That's all I can really say. But thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast, the After Hours Show. Like I said, it's your boy Busama, man. Stick tuned. I'm super sorry if I keep dropping every other week or something. I'm completely sorry. I just drop when I feel like talking. And yeah, that's it. Like, I just drop when I feel like talking. So, again, thank you so much. I appreciate y'all. Y'all thought I was done with happy holiday. Well, be listening to this, happy belated holiday. Sorry I didn't do a Thanksgiving podcast. All that and a bag of chips. And go tune in to, I don't even know his fucking podcast. Go tune in to Tyler and Brian. I think that's what the fuck it's called. Damn, this is bad, bro. It's called like Brian or Tyler or some shit like that. Gosh darn it. I'm super sorry. So if y'all happen to stumble on this podcast, I'm super sorry. No disrespect. And I'm trying to look it up, but I don't want to spend 2 minutes of airtime looking up the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Especially towards the end of the podcast. But yeah, I'm going to figure that out. I'll say it on the next podcast. Y'all go check that out. But yeah, man, appreciate y'all. And have a bomb week. It is Monday. Start the week off fucking amazing. Crush the week. Hit the weight room. Don't show up too late. Oh my god. Don't show up to work late like I do. Crush everything. Yeah, man. Be the best person that you can be. God's good. Believe in God. You're fucking beautiful. I love you. And yeah, let me just stop talking and get off the podcast. But yeah, one more time. It's your boy Busama here on the After Hours Show. And today's Monday. Love you guys and have an amazing fucking day. And yeah, love you guys.